With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hopefully you're having a good Friday and getting ready for the weekend. As always, hopefully a little Earth, Wind, and Fire gets you in that kind of mood and gets you ready to go. We've got a lot to get to tonight. Obviously, it's a big weekend in sports for Pittsburgh sports teams. We've got a lot to get to with the Steelers, who are playing against the Browns. We've got the Browns, of course, hoping that this is the year that they have the breakthrough and thinking this is the year that they have the breakthrough and that they're going to be able to finally show that they are no longer a little brother. We've got Pitt playing, I think, a very, very important game in a lot of ways. And, again, I think I've been pretty clear that I don't think that Pat Narduzzi is in trouble. I don't. I don't think that he's in trouble in terms of, you know, having to win games. But I do think there's a credibility factor that has to be earned. And, you know, he's been on the cusp of earning it. He really has. But it just hasn't happened for him. And, you know, these are the kind of games, again, that, you know, the last few weeks he's lost a few games that he should not have lost. And I think that, you know, now when you're talking about what should be one of your best seasons ever, to me, you know, you've got to really have a shot. You give yourself a chance. And, you know, I don't know that they – really fully understand that when it comes down to this Miami game, it's, you know, if they lose, pretty much their season is over in terms of, you know, reaching any of the goals they were hoping to reach, any of them. They won't win the ACC. They won't get to the ACC championship game. They probably will have no shot of finishing the season ranked. They're going to struggle to get to even a winning record. And so that, of course, would change a lot of the discussions about next year and beyond. But, again, I don't necessarily think that, you know, he's in trouble. So I don't want you to think that, you know, I'm saying that this is a game he has to win, because I don't know that that's the case. I don't really know if that's true, but it's – really a big game for him in a lot of ways. And I just feel like, you know, you can't continue to lose games and lose credibility because you can't win games. You can't keep doing that. And that seems to be what has happened here with him. But back to the Steelers, I think it's important, you know, this week to remember, and I wrote a little column about it today, it's important to remember that this is not a huge rivalry game for the Steelers. I talked about it a little bit last night. I'll get into it a little bit more tonight. It is not a rivalry game because this is a game the Steelers need to win for AFC North positioning. And because they're 4-0 and want to continue to have, you know, the season go the way that it's gone so far, all of those things make it an important game. But not because it's the Browns. You know, the Browns and the Steelers are not rivals right now. And one of the things about it is, if the Steelers win the game, they'll move on and just go about their business. It'll be business as usual because, you know, they expect to win the game. if the Browns win it, I'm sure it'll be like this big deal and big ordeal, and we're going to hear big, you know, talk and bragging and all that other stuff from the other side. But what they don't realize is, okay, you're 5-1, you still got 10 games to play. And seasons can turn quickly if you don't, you know, if you're not careful. So to me, the Steelers understand that. They've been there before. They've got a quarterback who's been there before. They've got a quarterback who understands, you know, what it is to win in the playoffs and win a Super Bowl and what it takes to have a great season and have a season that you don't get too far ahead of yourself just because of any one win. Now, in a couple of weeks when the Steelers play the Ravens, yeah, that's a really big game for the Steelers. And it's a big game for a number of reasons. One is the Ravens are a team that, you know, the Steelers are theoretically chasing in the AFC North. And two, I think the other part of it is the Ravens are really a lot like the Steelers. They're a great organization that knows how to win. So don't get ahead of ourselves here and buy into the idea that this is somehow a huge game for the Steelers. If they lose it, it's not the end of the world. If they win it, it doesn't make their season. You know, you like to beat the Browns for a lot of reasons that are very obvious. It's fun to beat the Browns. It's fun to be able to just laugh at their fans and sort of laugh at them as an organization. Yeah, you know what? You're still the Browns. But beyond that, the most important thing about this game is it's a divisional game, and if you win it, you get six divisional games. You want to try and win all six, obviously, but getting one out of the way, you figure you got two games against the Bengals, and if you play well, you know, now all of a sudden all you got to do is split with the Ravens and you're at least guaranteed a winning divisional record. And I think that that's, you know, where you want to start. So to me, it comes down to this is a game for the Steelers that they really just need to focus on doing what they do well and making sure that they are out there and not getting involved in some of the nonsense that happened last year with Myles Garrett and everything else. I mean, I'm sure that there are, you know, will be some strange, things that go on with Myles Garrett, just because it's fresh in everybody's mind. This is his first game playing against them since that incident. But the one thing that probably makes it a little better, or a little different, is there's not going to be 70,000 people in this, or 60,000 people in the stands. That helps. That helps a lot. I think it'll, you know, if there were 67,000 Steelers fans there on Sunday, you know, it could get really ugly and heated and intense and all that other stuff every time Myles Garrett's out there and all that. But, he doesn't have to worry about facing that. I mean, there's 5,000 or 6,000 people or whatever it is, and that's the end of it. So, to me, this is a game where you watch it. You hope the Steelers play well. If they win, they win. If they lose, they lose. It doesn't make or break their season one way, and it's certainly not nearly as important for them as it is for the Browns. Now, the Browns need to win it, of course. But the Steelers would like to win it, but they don't need to win it, and there's the difference. Coming up, we're going to talk to Anthony Jaskolski from PittsburghExpress.com, PittsburghSportsExpress.com. We'll get all his weekend picks and all that other stuff. We'll do that next. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.